Last week, Chicago public school teachers went on strike, and now classes are canceled for more than 300,000 Chicago students. Those schools are trying to provide childcare and meals in the meantime. And like Chicago, teachers across the country have been walking out in recent years to demand more than just pay increases. Demands have also been made on issues that affect students, like smaller class sizes, more support staff, nurses, and even housing. Joining us now is Sarah Karp, education reporter at WBEZ. Welcome to The Takeaway, Sarah.
Thank you for having me.
So what led to the teachers to walk out last week?
Well, after about 10 months of negotiations that really sped up from starting in May, they felt like they did not have enough of an agreement in order to continue working. And they had said that they didn't want to go an entire school year without a contract. So their contract had expired at the end of June. So they wanted to have something in place. And the big issue was that the mayor, who controls our school district where Merrill appointed, that she did not want to meet, even talk about some of the demands that they were making around some of these quality of life, quality of school conditions issues. So she had said that we are not going to really negotiate around class size. We're not going to really negotiate around these requests for more staff like nurses and social workers. And so I think they felt like if they're going to get her to really talk about these issues, they needed to do something.
So what's the scope of the strike so far in terms of teachers who have actually walked out on the job?
So we actually have about 32,000 workers that are on strike right now. It's teachers and support staff, which are custodians and bus aides. And that's actually a different union. So there's actually two unions that are on strike right now. It's a pretty big scope of people who are kids who are sitting at home and people who are walking the picket lines.
So I was just going to ask you, I mean, how are parents feeling about this? I mean, there's one side of it, which is, you know, whether or not they're in solidarity with the teachers. And then there's the other side, which is the logistics of having your kids at home. What have you been hearing from parents?
A lot of parents are pretty stressed out. I mean, it's hard to figure out where to put your kids. The schools have been open, but with administrators there as opposed to teachers. And I do think some people are dropping their kids off at school. I've saw some kids walking in independently because the schools are serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And for some kids, that's really important to have. The libraries are open and the parks are open. Right now, I'm not hearing a lot of parents really, you know, upset. They're sort of saying, well, we're going to sort of stand with the teachers for a short term. I think if this drags on too much longer, you will start hearing parents saying, you know, let's wrap this up and get the kids back in school already.
And to that point, I mean, if this does go longer, does the school system have a contingency plan? Are there substitutes that they will start to bring in just to really mitigate not just the paychecks for the striking teachers, but also so kids can start learning again?
You know, I don't see that happening. This is Chicago. We are a union town. So, and I mean, the idea of scabs, which substitutes would be, I think there'd be riots. So I don't see that happening. I think that they'll resolve it. I mean, we heard the union yesterday talking about wins that they've made. Now, they not on big, huge issues. But when you start hearing the union saying that we're winning in the bargaining room, that's a message to their members and to parents that they feel like they're doing well. And that I think that sets a stage for a strike to start wrapping up.
Well, we'll be watching. Sarah Karp is a reporter covering education for WBEZ. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.